Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from my study here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from my study because I was thinking we started or resumed our Christian formation classes this last Sunday. And so I've been thinking about, you know, people getting back into Sunday school classes and was reminded of a comment that a member of the church I served previously made about Sunday school. She was a woman in her 50s, and she explained to me when I encouraged her to attend Sunday school while her daughter was in Sunday school, she explained to me that she did that when she was a kid and she didn't think she needed to do so anymore. As if as a child she had learned all she needed to know about her faith, about who God is. Around that same time, a colleague of mine had written the article for our local newspaper that us pastors would take turns writing the article for each month. It was a monthly local newspaper, and the article he really reflected on his disappointment that more people weren't returning to church, that in their tradition, not the same tradition that I'm in, but then their tradition, pretty much once students or young people get to the age of confirmation, they quit attending worship altogether. As if, again, that they learned all they needed to know about who God is and had fully explored their relationship with God as a 15 or 16-year-old. And then I was having another conversation, all these tied together, trust me, another conversation with another pastor around that same time who talked about the fact that if we quit attending worship, if we quit going to Bible study, if we quit going to Sunday school, if we quit engaging scripture and learning about who God is and who we are in relationship with God, our understanding of who God is how we thought of God as a teenager. Are there a lot of things that you feel the same way about now, if you're an adult, as you did when you were a teenager, when you were in the 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade? I suspect that you've come to a different understanding of things based on your experience, based on the things that you've learned. But if you haven't been reading scripture, if you haven't been studying, if you haven't been in Bible study, if you haven't been attending church and listening to sermons and reading about scripture, I suspect that your understanding of who God is stunted. It's where it was when you were younger. And while we aspire to have faith like a child, our understanding of who God is and our ability to wrestle with the all the gray areas of life and the disappointments and the challenges and the pain and the hurt really require a more mature understanding of who God is and to be able to wrestle with the challenging texts with sisters and brothers in community. So as we begin a new season of Christian formation, I guess my encouragement to you is that if you haven't been taking advantage of the opportunities to read in scripture and community, to study together, to gather with a worshiping community, to hear God's word read and preached, that you would take that opportunity wherever it is, whenever it is, that you might continue to grow in your understanding of who God is. Now, maybe never fully reaching a clear understanding of who God is, but at least continue to engage your faith, to engage the scriptures, to better know who created you, who it is you say that loves you. Hopefully you understand that. We had a pastor who encouraged us one year to read the Bible every day and to set that as a practice. And it's hard to make new habits, especially good ones. The bad ones seem to come easy, but hard to make good new habits. And there's all sorts of research about how many days in a row you need to do something before it becomes truly a habit and so forth. I won't bore you with the data. But what I do know is what he reminded us is so easy. It's so easy if you miss a day to just stop. We do it when we're dieting. We do it, you know, when we're trying to create a new habit of getting up early and exercising. We do it when we're trying to read scripture every day. And if we miss a day, we just stop. Have you ever held your breath? What do you do when you miss those few breaths? Do you just stop breathing altogether? Hopefully not. That'd be the worst case scenario. You resume breathing again and move on. And the same can be true as you try to start a new habit of attending worship more regularly, reading the Bible every day, spending more time in prayer. These practices that encourage and allow us to grow deeper in our relationship with God and come to a better understanding of who God is and to really experience God's love for us. Those practices in and of themselves may or may not be the answer that you need. They may not provide all the answers, but we do that in community. We are going to grow in our understanding. We're going to grow in our faith. I mean, call that a 30-day guarantee. I don't know, but trust that that's the case. So I encourage you to, if you aren't already engaged in some sort of regular time of study, reflection, prayer, to begin to do so. And when you miss a day or two or three or a week, don't be discouraged. Start again. Come back, because you're going to. If you've been missing worship and it's a struggle to get back into worship, go back. I pray that your worshiping community will welcome you back without making you feel bad, and just be glad to, hopefully they'll just be glad to see you. At our best, that's how you should be received, not just Ascension, but wherever it is you might worship. The temptation is to say, where have you been? But hopefully the welcome is, we've missed you, and welcome back, you're always welcome here. The same as it is with God. Each and every time we go to God with prayer, each and every time we open scriptures and study. Welcome back. I've missed you and I'm glad you're here. Just a few thoughts on this Wednesday morning. I hope you're having a good week, and I look forward to seeing you either in this medium or in worship or maybe reading scripture or praying together somewhere sometime. Take care.